Thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. A chance this weekend for the Marlins to host the winningest team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs, are in town. Last night, two left-handers threw under the dome at Marlins Park. Really quick, our Fish Family bonus code today is legendary Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey, last name C-A-R-A-Y. Meanwhile, legendary Marlins broadcaster Glenn Geffner has your Thursday night rewind.
Well, it was a charged atmosphere here at Marlins Park tonight as the Chicago Cubs came to town with baseball's best record and some very, very high hopes here in 2016. And the ballgame didn't disappoint. It was a white-knuckler. Marlins prevail in the end. They beat the Cubs 4-2. John Lester, 5-0 with an ERA in the low ones, his last five times out. And the two left-handers kept this game scoreless into inning number four. Leading off that fourth inning for the Cubs, Jason Hayward dunked a single into center field, and the ball got under Marcelo Ozuna, rolled toward the wall. Hayward wound up at third base. It was a single and an E8. So in a scoreless game, the Cubs had a man at third, nobody out in the fourth inning for the left fielder, Chris Bryant. Infield's back. Pitch to Bryant is slammed out toward left center field. Yelich has plenty of room, though he's under it. Makes the catch. Hayward tags, coming toward the plate, and he'll score on a sacrifice fly by Chris Bryant. It's 1-0 Chicago in the fourth. But back came the Marlins in the bottom of the fourth. Christian Yelich singled, went to second base on a Marcelo Ozuna bouncer back to the pitcher. With Giancarlo at the plate, Yelich tried to steal third base, but he was gunned down by David Ross. That caught stealing proved big when Giancarlo did what Giancarlo often does. Payoff pitch to Stanton, and that's hit high in the air to right center field. Hayward now more a race back. Hayward's at the wall, leaps up, and it's a home run into the Marlins bullpen. Stanton goes the other way, his 14th of the season, and we're tied at one in the fourth. Then in the sixth, we were still tied at one. One out, bases clear for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's a 3-1. Ozuna swings, hits a towering high fly ball to left. It is going to be up, up and away. A long home run to left for Marcelo Ozuna. Just after he thought he'd drawn a walk, the at-bat continues at 3-0, and he hits one to deep left. And the Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
And Chen would make that lead hold up for a while. He got through seven, having retired the last 11 consecutive batters he faced. Chen was through seven for just the second time this season. He started the eighth for the first time this year. And in a 2-1 game, he began that eighth inning facing the veteran catcher, 39-year-old David Ross. 3-2 to Ross, hit well to left. Yelich back toward the corner, looks, and it's a home run to tie the ball game. David Ross leading off the eighth. What a disappointment for Chen, whose night came to an end on that pitch number 94 in the ball game. Chen was so close to a victory, but Ross with his sixth home run to even the score. Chen done after seven innings plus, five hits, two runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out seven, allowed that home run, 94 pitches, 67 strikes. So suddenly a tie game. Kyle Bearclaw out of the bullpen, he struck out pinch hitter Matt Caesar for the first out, but then he walked Ben Zobrist. Jason Hayward grounded out on a good play by Miguel Rojas at second base, advancing Zobrist down to second. With first base open and two down, they intentionally walked Chris Bryant. That got the rookie Wilson Contreras to the plate in his fifth big league game, and Contreras struck out against Bearclaw. So Kyle was through the top of the eighth. The game was still 2-2. Bottom of the eighth for the Marlins. Pedro Strop took over for John Lester. Lester in seven innings tonight, five hits, two runs, three walks, seven Ks, pair of solo home runs. He threw 100 pitches, 64 strikes. Strop got the first man, Prado, looking at strike three. Martin tonight 0 for 4 with 3 Ks. But then Christian Yelich walked after Marcelo Ozuna flew out to center field. Yelich was wild pitch to second. So the Marlins in a 2-2 game had the tie-breaking man at second with two outs for Giancarlo. Another 3-2. Stanton ground ball, right field, base hit. Yelich waved at third. Hayward a good arm. The throw to the plate, up the line. Yelich scores. The Marlins have the lead. Stanton trying for second. The ball gets away. 3-2 Miami in the eighth. For Giancarlo, career RBI number 500. It's a big one. Gave the Marlins a 3-2 lead in the eighth. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins weren't done with Strope in the eighth inning. Giancarlo at second for JT Realmuto. 1-2, ground ball third. It's under Baez down the line. Stanton's around third. He's going to score. JT's in at second base with a big add-on run, and the Marlins extend the lead to 4-2. Realmuto tonight, single, double, walk, 2-for-3. That RBI is stolen base, and the Marlins will take a two-run lead into the ninth. No A.J. Ramos tonight. He pitched the last 2 days against the Braves. He'd pitched in 4 of the last 5 games. So David Phelps got a crack at closing out the save here. Things started well for him. He struck out Pedro Baez for the first out. I'm sorry, he struck out Javier Baez for the first out. But then Addison Russell singled. Albert Almora Jr. singled. And the Cubs had two men on with only one out. A balk advanced the runners to second and third. So all of a sudden a base hit would tie the game up for the Cubs potentially. The Marlins then walked David Ross, not intentionally. Phelps lost him. Ball four, that loaded the bases. He got a pinch runner at first base. The relief pitcher, Carl Edwards Jr., he was the go-ahead man at first. So you had Addison Russell at third base, Albert Almora Jr., the tying man at second, and the pinch runner, Edwards, the go-ahead man at first base with one out in the ninth. Phelps looking to bear down, facing the former Marlin, just recently reacquired by the Cubs, Chris Coughlin.
Phelps toes the rubber and looks in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Coughlin down on strikes.
So a big out, but it was only number 2. Phelps was not yet out of the woods. Now it was back to the top of the order for a man who very well may start at second base for the National League in the All-Star game next month in San Diego. Having a big year, batting with the bases loaded, down by 2, 2 outs in the ninth, Ben Zobrist.
Here's a veteran hitter, 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. Batting 307 coming into the game, and the pitch to Zobrist popped up into the air. Ozuna drifts back a couple of steps under it, has it! One pitch to Zobrist, a puck fly to center field, and the ball game is over. And the Marlins have beaten the Cubs 4-2.
Good start to this 4-game series for the Marlins. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 6 men left. For the Cubs, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 5. Kyle Bearclaw, the winner out of the bullpen, 4-2. Pedro Strop, the loser, 1-2. Save number 3 for David Phelps. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours, 43 minutes. And a crowd of 25,291 was here to see it. Most of them go home happy. But a lot of Cubs fans here. Those go home disappointed. Marlins are 39-34 with the victory. They match their high watermark for the year as they again climb 5 games over .500. Now a game over at home at 19-18 after the 1-7 start. In the last 3 games, Marlins starters Jose Fernandez, Adam Conley, and Wei-Yin Chen have combined to pitch 22 innings, allowing 10 hits and only 2 runs for a 0.81 ERA. Giancarlo Stanton tonight, 2-for-4, homer, 2 RBIs, had the game-winning RBI in the 8th inning. His home run, number 195 lifetime, his second RBI, number 500 in his big league career. Stanton is now 4th on the Marlins' all-time RBI list, the 4th man to 500 RBIs, as Miami wins it 4-2. Marlins now 12-5 against lefty starters this year, and they move a game over 500, 15-14 against teams with winning records. They beat the best in baseball tonight, 4-2.
Giancarlo Stanton finished 2-for-4 on the night. After the ballgame in the Marlins' clubhouse, he talked about the second hit, the one that put the Marlins on top for good.
That was good. Put us up. Felt like we gave. Our last 2 games have been, you know, we could have pulled off these wins. So I feel like we should have pulled this one off too.
When the Marlins do pull it off in their first of four against the Chicago Cubs tonight, we'll do it again at 7:10. Tom Kohler makes the start for the Marlins. Through 4 June starts, he's held opponents to a .209 batting average. Marlins on Deck starts at 6:40 this evening. Jump on with Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner for the live play-by-play on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.